It is Thursday, time once again for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week we have Cynthia Dill, an attorney and former Democratic lawmaker. Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in the legislature as an independent and former Republican state lawmaker, and Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. We'll go, of course, to the Trump transition here, but through the political prism as it reflects upon our members of Congress here in Maine, and in particular, Republican Senator Susan Collins, who continues to be under scrutiny for her handling of some of these controversial cabinet confirmations. First, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, then Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, and most recently, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, Trump's EPA chief pick. Collins says, by the way, she will not support Pruitt. Cynthia, how has this affected her political standing?
Well, within her own party, it hasn't really done much because Pruitt appears to will be confirmed. So she's not in trouble with her leadership. And at home, it's a good vote for her. So I think she's going to benefit just fine with this vote. I mean, Maine obviously has a huge environmental interest in its economy, and there's just a lot of people. She referenced Friends of Acadia and the impacts of climate change, the challenges Maine has with, being at the end of the tailpipe. We need somebody in the Environmental Protection Agency who's going to, try to implement the mission of protecting health and the environment. And so this is a good vote for Senator Collins.
Meredith, was this a biggie, this EPA chief?
I don't know if it's a biggie in that I think that she stepped up, and I think it's just really underscores how Susan is going to do these. She's going to take them one at a time, and they are going to sink or swim in her book based on where she thinks that it falls vis-a-vis the main constituency. Clearly, the environmental one, we have such a huge environmental base here. And she clearly listened. There was clearly a huge outcry for her to listen, and she did. And I think that she's going to take these one at a time.
Dick, the senator has come under fire from some critics who say she's trying to kind of walk down both sides of the street politically. So, voting for cloture to allow the consideration of these candidates to go through, but then being able to say she voted against a couple of them.
Well, I've got to have some sympathy for just being a politician. And you're obviously always subject to scrutiny. And I think you're trying to always balance a few things. One is what you truly believe yourself. And I think for serious thought leaders, that's the primary issue. But then you're balancing what you think most of your constituents would believe. And that's kind of your role as a representative of a group of people that have voted you into office. And then there's the sort of larger question of how do you navigate your role as a legislator to have the power to make positive change in the directions that you think you can make. And that's where politics gets a little trickier, because if you offend too many people who are the ones who kind of give you the power to make a difference, you just have to be careful.
Most of the delegation has gone on record about their positions on this call for an investigation into now former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who resigned after reports that the Justice Department had warned the administration that Flynn had misled them about the fact that he had spoken to a Russian ambassador about U.S. sanctions. We all know the story there. But the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee already has Meredith an investigation underway into the Russians' role in alleged role in trying to affect the outcome of the election. Now there's this call for the investigation into Flynn and what did he do and who knew what when they knew it.
Well, I think clearly I think everybody sort of wants to kind of square this away. It needs to be dealt with. It's like if we can look back to the email situation that occurred during the last election for Secretary Clinton. If that had been perhaps handled and sort of gotten to the bottom of and sort of dealt with initially better, things might be very, very different. So I would say, yes, I think that they're all committed to it. At this point, who knows there's so much misinformation out there. I frankly have no idea. So they're going to dig into it. They have access to all of the important stuff. Let them roll up their sleeves, get to work on it, figure it out, because it will hang over the Trump presidency, you know, forever unless it gets sort of dealt with, cleaned up.
How far in does Collins have to go in digging for information here?
She's on the committee along with Senator King. They will go through the process. Information will be brought forward to the committee. They will all hear all the information. And then, you know, we have to see what that information is. And then I'm sure that Senator Collins will be sitting there with an open mind trying to listen and take it in.
Yeah. Cynthia, on the House side, Republicans are not as enthusiastic about tearing open the floorboards. Does the House have any role here?
Well, Shelley Pingree, I think, wants an investigation like Senators King and Collins. But the question around these investigations is who has access and control over the information. I mean, these are incredibly powerful tools, these investigative committees. So, of course, the Senate wants to maintain control of the investigation because then they're in the driver's seat of you know, what witnesses get called. It's a negotiation as to which members of the committee have access to what information, what the rules are with regard to making public information. It's a tool used politically. You know, just look what the Republicans did, you know, with their investigative committee and Hillary Clinton. But on the House side, the House members, they're up for re-election every 2 years. They're reluctant to, you know, poke the bear because they need Trump to accomplish some of their legislative goals. And so they really don't have the luxury of going full-throated at him because they need him. Shelley Pingree, on the other hand, doesn't need him really for anything, and she is a good, I think, person to lead the charge for a House side of things when it comes to an investigation. But I don't see that getting legs. I think the Senate is going to keep that investigation in the Intelligence Committee.
The one member of the delegation who hasn't really said much of anything about this, Meredith, is Bruce Poliquin.
Well, I think, first of all, I think he would say that the Senate Intelligence Committee and will do a fine job doing their investigation on this subject matter. Of course, Representative Pingree is going to be vocal about it because that plays right to her hometown crowd well.
I think Congressman Poliquin is missing a real opportunity here. I mean, the Republicans are constantly beating, you know, the bushes for voter fraud and suggesting that the elections are somehow corrupt. And yet here we have evidence that there may have been interference in an American election by a foreign government. I don't understand why any member of Congress who's sworn to uphold the Constitution would not want to uncover the truth. This is a matter of very high concern and importance, and every elected official should have something to say about it.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.